This is the Composer's Datebook for November 19th. I'm John Zeck. In the summer of 1936, the songwriting team of George and Ira Gershwin settled their affairs in New York, put their furniture in storage, and flew off to Hollywood to fulfill a contract with RKO Studios. The Gershwins were to supply music for a series of new movies, some starring an old friend of theirs, dancer Fred Astaire. In those days, the big movie studios moved quickly, and so did the Gershwins. The first film in the contracted series, with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers as romantic leads, was entitled Shall We Dance? And it was completed, scored, and released in less than a year. On today's date in 1937, RKO Studios released their second Gershwin collaboration, Damsel in Distress. This starred Astaire and Joan Fontaine, and included two songs that would become Gershwin classics, A Foggy Day in London Town and Nice Work If You Can Get It. The release of Damsel in Distress, however, must have been a bittersweet event for the friends and family of George Gershwin. The composer had died suddenly on July 11th that year, following surgery to remove a brain tumor. The musical world was shocked, and there were funeral services and memorial concerts arranged on both the East and West Coast. Damsel in Distress was the last major project Gershwin completed before his death. For more on the life and career of George and Ira Gershwin, check our website. ComposersDatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.